Unit 3, Lesson 3.8, Exercises 2 and 3. 1.
Hey, Nina, it's Chi. Just a quick message to say my grandma, who I've told you so much about, is visiting from Nigeria soon. We're going to have a big meal with all my aunts and uncles and cousins, and authentic Nigerian jollof rice is on the menu. So, if you want to try it, you ought to come along. It's rice with tomatoes, peppers, and onions. It sounds simple, but it really is delicious.
2.
Hey there, people! We have some good news! The Reggae Kitchen, which has been on Brighton Seafront for 20 years, is reopening this month. We have a brand new barbecue corner, so if you've been missing our famous spicy Jamaican jerk chicken, it's time to pick up the phone and book a table. Come to the Reggae Kitchen, a little corner of Jamaica in England.
Three. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going home to my parents' house in London, and I can't wait to eat my mum's jowza dumplings. They're my absolute favourite.
Jowza? What are they like, Yuyan?
I guess they're a bit like dumplings from other countries. Polish pierogi, for example. But they're spicier and we eat them with soy sauce. They're delicious. You must try them sometime.
Can I get them in a restaurant?
Yes, you can. Most Chinese restaurants have them, but they're nowhere near as good as the ones that my mum makes.
4.
Listen, the popularity of Indian food in Britain is undeniable. Birmingham, where many people from India and Pakistan have settled, is the country's curry capital. You can get the best and most authentic Indian food, whether you like a simple biryani or a super hot and spicy vindaloo curry.
OK, great. So where does it recommend?
Let's see. There's an area of town called the Balti Triangle where you'll find some of the best, most authentic family-run restaurants.
Cool. Let's go there.
5.
There's just no comfort food quite like Irish Culcannon. The recipe has been in my family for generations. Since my great-great-grandmother came to Britain in the 19th century, I think. Culcannon is such a simple dish. It's basically mashed potato with cabbage. But if you haven't tried it, you must. Here's the recipe. To serve 6, you need 1 kilo of potatoes and
6.
At Christmas time, and really for any celebration, we always have samale. It's like the unofficial national dish of Romania, I think. It's a mixture of meat and rice, wrapped in cabbage leaves. In some regions, they make it in the summer, wrapped in vine leaves. But for me, the traditional dish is with cabbage. It's funny because I was born in the UK and I've never lived in Romania. But of course, we still have our traditions and our heritage. So for me, samale means home. Home in Manchester.